B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hopefully everybody can hear us this morning after a rough weather weekend. There's reports of tornadoes in the outer counties, North Mecklenburg County last night.
Yeah, especially in Mooresville last night. It was like 12:15 and people's tornado warning alarms on their phones were going off.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Crazy, man. It was crazy windy in Waxhaw. It was a lot of lightning, but I didn't hear much thunder.
I slept through all of it.
Really?
All of it.
I didn't. Where I was, it wasn't even much rain. It was a major wind event, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Saturday was a wash, though, for me.
Huh.
Our neighbor's yard flooded so much, ducks showed up and started partying in the water.
I found a turtle in my driveway on Saturday after all the rain.
Yeah, it was a party for all the aquatic animals.
Poor things got flushed out.
Yeah.
They're like, there's ponds everywhere.
Yeah.
Finally, the gods have listened to us.
We have died and gone to Charlotte heaven. Well, we got a ton to do today. Don't forget $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. with the KISS cash code. Roy had an awkward meeting with someone in the hallway, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
Not here at work, at your apartment, right?
Yes.
Oh.
We're going to get to that. I can't wait for it. And, of course, we got to talk about everybody's weekend and what happened. We'll find out if Roy knows who won the Masters yesterday. But we'll need a Monday morning song, won't we?
Of course.
How about a little Eminem to get us started on a Monday?
Please.
You got our attention, Em.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel like standing, though.
Before jaws all on the floor like Pam and Tommy just burst in the door and started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love him and them. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you know what, flipping the you know who. Yeah, but he's so cute though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes you wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman is. Of course they're gonna know what in the course is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who put other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Smith don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach you, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave to first.
Little nice 2002 references, huh?
Yeah, he's cute,
right?
But I think he's married to Kim. Download our audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave Eminem. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sent here to destroy you. And there's a million just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a f*** like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Yeah.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Yeah, that's fun, man. It's fun to start your show with a little Eminem, right?
Yeah.
That was a huge song back in the day.
Yeah.
It, I mean, I remember the video and everything. Mm-hmm. And the references are so funny. Tom Green. God, I haven't thought about Tom Green in forever.
Right?
Oh, man. Well, besides the crazy weather that we had come through, we hope everybody's okay. I didn't see anything about any serious damage on tornadoes and stuff.
I don't know. The news hasn't.
I mean, trees down
we
and stuff.
We won't rebuild. But, yeah. Is it like one of those?
I don't know. It mainly says that we have a TV screen of the news. There's a TV with the news on. And literally, as he says, no major damage. The news says major damage in Charlotte.
But it's hard to say whether that's Charlotte or not. I don't know, because there is damage all over
that
the
south. That was up in Shelby, looking at right now.
South.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's our thoughts are with anyone if obviously you had any issues. But, Lorraine, did you lose, typically lose power?
No, I did not lose power last night.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow. Even my power flickered on and off occasionally.
Although, like I said, I slept through the whole thing, so maybe we did at some point.
Oh, okay.
If you guys didn't know, Lorraine goes to bed at 7 p.m. She tries to go to bed at 7 p.m.
I wish. I haven't seen 7 p.m. as a bedtime in 2.5 years now that I've had Cash.
Isn't Cash 2.5 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a correlation.
There's a correlation.
Yeah. But Dallas took over bedtime duties for me when it was like 9:15 and Cash was like wide awake in the dark talking on my lap. And I was like, oh, come on, kid.
Yeah, my son Dean is 6 and he's starting to have like a nightmare trend. So he keeps coming in and he's telling us on Saturday night, my 6-year-old is telling us, take me to the doctor. I can't get this fixed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He's going, just take me. Just take me to the doctor, because no matter what you say, he's not going to fix it. And so,
of course,
I was like, Dean, I always think there's an ulterior motive. Amanda is like, you know, I don't like that he's saying that. And I said, yeah. I am too, but he's also stalling to not go to sleep. Like, I also look at it from that way, mm-hmm. you know. And Amanda, thinking on her feet, was so smart. My wife goes, oh, I know. So she goes and she gets this little locket, and it's got like a little saying in it where it's like, may all your dreams be merry and bright, mm-hmm. like Christmas or something. I don't know. But she goes, this is called a dream catcher, and it catches all the bad dreams. Wouldn't you know it, Dean was like, oh, thank you, Mommy. They took it. They put it on a teddy bear, put the teddy bear on his little nightstand, mm-hmm. and the last two nights he slept.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, Saturday night into Sunday, and then Sunday last night, yeah.
Huh.
So I was like, I was praising Amanda, because I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, you're getting in the bed. That's it. You know, and I forget, because that's the way that I was brought up, too. My dad was, when I told my mom and dad I was scared, they were like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, maybe I'm not. And Amanda's like, but I don't want to raise our children that way, you know. So.
That's smart.
What about you guys? What did you do this weekend, Lorraine?
I don't even know what I did Friday night, but I ended up at a barbecue at Jack Arnold's.
Yeah, he's our celebrity chef friend.
Yeah, and he had a little barbecue, and it was like a who's who of like, I don't know. There was a ton of people there.
Whoa, it's like famous people or
Christian McCaffrey was there.
Who's that?
From the Panthers.
Oh, okay.
and he was like,
that doesn't mean nothing to me.
But it was cool.
If you saw him, it might. He's a cutie.
Yeah, he is a cutie.
Hi.
And I was surprised, too, because there was a lot of women there, and, like, nobody was, like, trying to get with him. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, girls, way to play cool. Like, yeah. I'm into it.
Lorraine's husband was there, and Lorraine was still trying to get with the guy.
No.
Oh, the guy behind me is my husband. Don't worry about him. Just talk to me. Just talk to me.
No, he was cool.
Good.
Yeah. And I was talking to him. Didn't know this, but he's a huge Game of Thrones fan, and his like hype song for Panthers games is like this long 7-minute instrumental track from Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we have to look into this, Lauren. I saw on, I guess, Friday or Saturday that there's a Game of Thrones CD out, a Game of Thrones
album. Yeah.
Album.
Uh-huh.
And all these artists are on it. And I don't know if, like, they're singing songs about Game of Thrones or what. We have to look into that.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was on Friday, maybe Pink. I can't remember.
Yeah, like Lil Wayne, I think, was on it.
Hmm.
So, but I don't know. Like, are they singing about the Khaleesi and stuff? I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
I don't know.
What about you, bud?
I didn't have any parties with celebrities. I went to Walmart.
No, I saw you posted pictures. You were out. You ran into a couple of MRL Show fam members. Was that at the Walmart?
I did. No, I actually went out to Super Rica. It's a Mexican restaurant, and I went to Barcelona Wine Bar. Went to a couple of restaurants, and yeah, our radio family was in full force. Went to Manchester, and somebody was celebrating their 29th birthday, and
nice.
Yeah, so I was out and about drinking, having a good time.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, everybody's back here, and even Nicole went to the doctor.
Yeah,
she's feeling sick better.
All weekend.
Yep. So.
And she sounds better too, so that's good news.
Today's April 15th. You know that means it's tax day.
Yeah, I finished my taxes late in the week yesterday.
Yeah.
Late in the week.
It's funny. If you're getting money back, you've already filed your taxes. If you have to pay, today's payday.
Today's the day you have to pay day.
I thought you had until the 18th now. Is that not a thing? Is that only if the 15th falls on a Friday?
Oh, boy, the rent's screwed.
No.
He's already missed the day.
Listen, this year we did them so early because I don't know if it was last year or the year before. You guys remember there was this whole passive-aggressive argument going on between me and my husband, and I refused after he yelled at me. Well, he didn't yell at me, but there was an argument over when we would do our taxes. So I was like, okay, you got this. I'm not going to say anything. And I watched it tick right up to the 15th. And I said, hey, did you do the taxes? And he was like, I forgot. So we had to file an extension. It was a whole thing.
I remember you doing taxes in June at one point.
Yeah, that was the year.
What's going on? Are you preparing for next year? She's like, no, that's this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, with tax day comes a lot of cool freebies that you can get today on tax day. And we'll have the whole list for you coming up in under 10 minutes. So if you're driving today, you know where you can score your freebies. Because we all know if it's free,
it's for me.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. It's tax day. Hopefully you have done your taxes. There are some deals going on for the big holiday.
Yeah, but places always do that. They kind of try and put a smile on your face as you write a $1,200 check to the IRS.
Probably one of the best freebies out there today is with Hardee's. They're going to be giving away free sausage biscuits this morning from 7 to 10 a.m., but you have to say made from scratch. That's like the code word, made from scratch.
That's cool. I love when you have to know like something that nobody else does.
Yeah.
Makes you feel special.
Planet Fitness, members and non-members can relax in a hydro massage chair.
Mm. Oh, that's cool, because usually you have to be a Black Card member to get in there.
Oh, so that's the that's the deal. Applebee's is bringing out a strawberry dollarita, where you can suck it through a Twizzler straw. It's a drink for only a dollar.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Applebee's. I one time went to Applebee's just to take advantage of those drink deals. It was kind of like a margarita. No, it was a Long Island iced tea for a dollar.
Nah.
Doesn't Applebee's do the 2-for-1 thing?
Yeah, I think, they do 2-for-1.
My Applebee's in Ballantyne got knocked down, and now they're building a hotel there.
Oh, that's sad. I like Applebee's.
Yeah.
Dunkin'. They're going to be $1 medium hot or iced coffee. Firehouse Subs, a free medium sub when you buy a medium or large sub. And then Pizza Hut has a large two-topping pizza for $5.99.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah, so a lot of good deals going on for the day.
We got to talk later on in the show about how, like, you know, people have bills. That's just what we do. We have credit card debt.
Yeah.
We have car payments. We got student loans. Mortgage. So when you get mortgage, when you get your money back, the smart thing, the wise thing would be to pay off some of that debt.
Oh.
But that ain't the fun thing.
Is that right? What you're supposed to do?
Roy's like, oh, you can't take it with you.
No, but you're right, Roy. Huh. I mean, that's why, like, later on, I have to write a note we need to ask people what they blew their tax refund on. Like, you had to pay bills, but what did you do? We'll get into that later on in the show. And I guarantee you somebody bought, like, jet skis or something.
Sure.
You know?
Trip.
Yeah, trip, whatever it is. Well, happy tax day, everybody. And we'll put that up on our socials at the MRL Show and kiss951.com.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
Hey, Loren, before you get to your first Hollywood story, can we ask Roy if he knows who won the Masters yesterday?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Do you have any idea? Did you tune in at all?
I know Tiger Woods was in it, so I'm going to say him.
Look at you. That was a good guess, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is, like, first Masters since, like, 2008.
2000, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow. So that must have been a big deal for
it was a big deal because
white people.
In 2000. It's a big deal for everybody because, he was so public with his cheating and then his ex-wife took a golf club to his car in Orlando. Remember, he crashed into a gate because he was on pills. And it was, like, all weird. And Then he came back and he thought he'd never be good again.
Yeah.
It was awesome to watch him win. And that just goes to show you guys, keep up whatever it is you're aiming for.
It's true. There are ups and downs in life.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger Woods was at the lowest of lows.
And the golf community accepted him.
Yep. Well, never mind the golf community. He laid out a challenge and he went back and attacked that challenge and was successful. There's a bigger picture than golf.
All right.
Oh, really?
So, can I get into celebrity gossip now?
I don't know. Does Roy understand the layout of your challenge and conquer?
No, I don't understand.
Okay.
It.
Okay. Well, instead of explaining that to you, yeah. Let me explain to you that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are making wedding plans.
Hmm.
And sources are saying that it's going to be a very small and intimate wedding. And they're being very, very secretive about the details. So I feel like this is going to be one of those things where they send out a text message and they're like, hey, show up here tomorrow.
Oh.
Instead, you know, a lot, yeah. Some celebrities do that instead of sending out invitations that can then make their way to the paparazzi and everything else.
If I did that, if I got married secretly like that, you guys would throw the biggest fit. You guys are not easy to. you two do not go with the flow well.
Sure.
What does
yeah,
that mean?
Do.
You guys don't. I mean, because, like, Lorraine has three different schedules, and they all have
true.
To match, and if one thing doesn't match...
I'm like, Roy, you didn't send it to me. It's not on my calendar. It's I mean, not it's on been any on of
your,
my calendars.
It's been on your two of your calendars for the past 2 months.
Well, you didn't put it on the third one, so it wasn't confirmed.
Yeah.
I wish that was a joke. That's my real life.
That's really her life.
Okay, so Cardi B, she was asked about a possible collaboration with Nicki Minaj, and she got real quiet. So the interviewer, of course, thought maybe... this could be in the works. And then after a few moments, it got really awkward, and Cardi gave the shadiest fake laugh and then said, that's a no for me.
Okay.
Everyone is so confused. They're like, was the shade at her, or was the shade trying to cover up the fact that they could possibly be working together?
Mostly
so,
the shade was at her, because they are known to hate each other.
I think so, too. But, you know, there was rumors that they had made up yeah. and apologized and everything else, so. Selena Gomez, she surprised fans at Coachella over the weekend. She jumped on stage with DJ Snake and ended up performing. That was the first performance that we've seen from her since last year. I believe it was in May. She jumped on stage with Taylor Swift and performed at her Reputation tour. So it was a big deal for fans, and they were really excited about that. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, how... a tweet started to fuel rumors. Remember JC Chazé from NSYNC?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There could be a possible collaboration between him and Ariana Grande. I'll give you all the details in the 7:30
30. Okay, awesome. Up next, though, we found this article. We got to share it from you. With Americans, what we care most about when it comes to our appearance. Is it our hair? Is it the nails, ladies? Is it your teeth? Is it your clothes? There's a definitive answer. We're going to get into that coming up here in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are show. It's number one, hit music station, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Okay, what is it about your appearance that you are most concerned about? 704-570-9595. And I hope we get like a bunch of different ones, but it'll be interesting if it's all the same, because according to this article from SWNS Digital, 67% of Americans agree on one thing.
That they're concerned that, with?
When it comes to their appearance. And now, before I say it, I always like quizzing you two and seeing if you guys can figure it out.
It does it have to do, like, is clothing an option? Because I would say hair, but I think appearance-wise, they worry about their outfits over their hair.
I'm going to say with all the different cleanses out there, they're going to be weight. It's going to be weight related.
Oh, body conscious.
Yeah, body conscious.
Okay.
That's on the list, but it's not number one.
Ah.
The health of teeth was number one with 67%.
No lie, I threw a Crest white strip in my bag this morning because I realized that I was like not as bright as normal.
I just had the same comment. So I've been using this different type of toothpaste, and my teeth has gone down a shade.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to fix it. I got to get them whiter.
As you head out the door, maybe you're in your car this morning, is it your hair? See, to me, it's my hair.
You're worried about your hair?
Yeah, I'm
worried
about my hair. Think. Most Americans would be concerned with their hair.
You got a haircut. It looks good or
Thank
something.
Thank you. So yeah. did you.
I did get a haircut.
Cheers. not only that, but don't forget, I got the Neograft done, the procedure where they transplant hair from the back of my head to the top of my head. That's how concerned I was.
That's crazy.
I know. It was a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It was a whole 11-hour procedure that
I
went
through.
It looks
good.
Thank you. So for me, it's hair. Loren threw a crest white strip in her bag, so you're one of the 67%. How about breath? That's the next one at 47%. 47% of people are concerned with how their breath smells.
Yeah, I feel like unless you're a close talker, though, like, that's not a thing. You know what I mean? I'm not concerned. I don't get in people's face to chat.
We'll talk after.
Weight was on the list. How their skin looks.
I don't
care about that, man.
And well, you would if you didn't have amazing skin.
Yeah. I don't have amazing skin. Are you saying I have amazing skin?
Well, I think they're talking about probably like acne or, you know, dry skin.
I'm looking at my arms and like my hands. I look like some sort of a lizard type creature when it comes to my hands.
Don't be afraid to use some moisturizer.
I never do.
Come on, man.
I don't think about it. Amanda, every time she gets out of the bath, she doesn't shower. She's a bather. She loads up with lotion.
I moisturized this morning.
Your whole body?
I'm a whole body.
What do you moisturize?
My face.
Not your hands?
I feel like they get moisturized in the process.
But you know what? Your hands actually age faster than anything else in your body.
I mean, my hands look 80. Look at them.
Oh, buddy, that ain't good.
Right?
Yeah. You have hairy hands.
All right, take it easy. I also shave. You think that's an issue?
I need
you.
Yeah, probably.
Don't become a surgeon.
Yeah. I can't play Operation very well. What else was on this list? These are things that Americans worry about most when it comes
to their appearance.
Clothing was on there, but it was at the bottom of the list.
Wow.
Weight was on there. I love the fact that how your breath smells. I don't really think about that.
That's what I think.
Exercise. Mental health.
Mm.
How you're feeling mentally. That was on the list.
Really? That was on the list? I'm kind of surprised because there's such a stigma with mental health.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And like health insurance, well, a lot of health insurance doesn't even cover mental health stuff.
You're right.
What is it that you guys concern yourself about? Maybe you're on your way today to work or you're on your way, you know, to school, whatever it is you're doing this morning. And you're like, something just wasn't right. No matter how hard you tried, whether your teeth just weren't white enough for you or maybe... You know, like you couldn't get your hair perfect. Like Roy's hair is on point right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. I remember as a kid, my sister, she just has a natural curl. Like she would step out of the shower and be just curly as can be. And I can tell you that she would like scream and refuse to go to school if she had like one hair that wasn't getting straight.
Really?
Yeah, that she had a straight iron and she would do that every morning. It smelled like she was catching her hair on fire every day.
That's how Amanda flattens her hair.
I mean, it smells like there's something burning. And then she would flip out. I can't go to school like this.
Yeah.
I remember having a meltdown.
I know. Poor things. Don't put that much pressure on yourself.
I know.
No matter what you're doing or how you look great. Trust us.
Still to come.
If you want better dating results, you need to be looking for this in your next match.
Oh.
It's as simple as that. Or is it? We'll find out what that is coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Don't forget, we got the $1,000 for you coming up in just about an hour from now. 8 a.m. with the Kiss Cash Code, which when it's tax day and you might be paying the IRS tax money, it's probably not a bad thing to try and win $1,000.
Of course. And I'll tell you what happened to me. I had a very awkward hallway encounter at my apartment where I feel so bad. I feel like an idiot.
Roy started telling me it, Loren, before you got in. And I was like, stop. I want to hear the rest on the radio with everyone else. But it is off to a funny start.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want better dating results, you need to look for these things in your next match. Like, don't concern yourself with the type of car that he or she drives. Whether or not he or she lives on their own yet, if they're younger, you know, if he or she isn't a great cook or chef. You know what I mean? Like
well, these are all learned things too. You can obtain these traits.
And yes, that is correct. This is from Cosmo magazine. Says, ladies, look for these results in men, but I think it works for everyone. Similar likes when it comes to television, movies, and music. And I think that is so interesting that they put that on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't ever use that as like a make or break thing, but I think it says a lot about a person. Like, look at our intern Jamie, who's in here right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's into screamo music. It's right. The heaviest yelling heavy metal ever. Does your girlfriend like that stuff, Jamie?
Yeah, she loves it. She comes to concerts with me.
Oh, okay.
It'd be weird to date someone who didn't like screamo.
Yeah, I would think that's a, no offense, Jamie, but that's a hard trait to love in someone if you don't love it too.
Right.
Which is, I mean that with peace and love. I don't mean, that's not an insult, but like, I like EDM music. And if Dallas didn't like EDM music, like EDM is hard for some people to listen to.
You're right. Yeah. And so did your girlfriend like the screamo before you guys started dating, or did it kind of, did you get her into it?
Yeah, she kind of listened to it. I mean, I definitely got her a little bit more into it. Like, I showed her a lot more, and, like, you know, her tastes kind of grew, like, as we hung out more.
Yeah.
But, like, she was kind of into it at first, but, like, as we hung out more, like, it definitely...
Very romantic, setting up a picnic, Jamie and his girlfriend on a nice hillside, and then all of a sudden you're...
Yeah. First date.
Yeah, good.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
But sometimes opposites attract, too.
That is true, but this article is like, be careful of that. They actually wrote that in here. Be careful of the whole opposites attract thing, because after a while, it's going to be hard for opposites to be compatible.
So it's a novelty.
Observe their decision-making. These are ways to get better results in your dating life. A person who's a poor decision-maker is going to have a difficult time establishing and maintaining a healthy relationship.
I agree with that.
To go back to the same interest of TV shows, Sterling and I like a lot of the same shows, and I have to sneak whenever I start a new show because I don't want to be bound to watch it with him.
Is he into Game of Thrones?
No, he is. I'm not.
I know you're not. Did he stay up to watch it last night?
Yeah, he went to some watch party last night.
Yeah, there was a watch party. Mm-hmm. Cameron, our midday bae, threw one too. And you're okay with him watching it without you?
Love it. I love the fact he has a separate show. I don't want to have the same show interests as him.
What was the last show that you snuck, like you just said?
That I snuck was the Netflix movie Highwayman, although I don't think he'd like that.
Yeah, I watched that too. Amanda wouldn't have been into it.
But I was making sure I didn't want to watch it near him just in case.
Yeah. Hey, how about Woody Harrelson's character being Glenn Maney in that movie?
Well, I know. His last name was Maney. You have a history.
I'm with Bonnie and Clyde.
There you go.
And then just a couple more real quick. This one, this is the last one. Don't be tempted to date someone simply because they show interest in you.
I agree with that.
Because it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people.
And a lot of people do date just because they're getting attention from that person. And, man, that's when things go sideways.
It's easy. I have someone, a buddy in my life, who got married to someone, and they really have nothing in common. It's an uneven relationship. He's way better looking than she is.
Wow.
It's true. I mean, most of the times, like, I'm married to someone who's way better looking than I am.
What does Mindy say about me when I'm not around?
Well, you and Dallas are kind of an equal relationship.
Okay. Like,
what do you think Sterling and I are?
Oh, Sterling's way better looking than you. I mean, this is a conversation we can get into later, but this is a definite stop sign, uneven relationship.
Okay.
And it's because she did all the work. She pursued him. She set up the wedding. She set up the first dates. All that stuff. He just sat back.
He didn't have to do anything.
Mm-mm. She's not even from this country, too. So we also think that she...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, did that to get citizenship.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my life. That's my friends.
Yeah. It's a whole conversation with you guys.
So, all right. We'll put these up at kiss951.com. Listen, you better go check these things out. We're trying to make your lives better, people. Better dating results means better matches in your life.
I had such an awkward encounter in the hallway at my apartment building, and dare I say, maybe accidentally racist. I don't know. It was really bad. I'll tell you about it coming up after Post Malone on Kiss.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Did you actually win $1,000 at 8 o'clock with the Kiss cash code?
You've got to share the story with everyone, Roy.
I feel like such an idiot.
When did this happen? Saturday night?
Yes, it was over the weekend.
Yeah, what did you do?
It's so embarrassing. I hope you don't. So I ordered food delivery. I ordered Chinese food. And I happened to be... let me explain a little bit about where I live. I live in an apartment building, and my apartment is kind of the last apartment at the end of the hallway.
From the elevator.
From the elevator. And I know everyone in my little group. I know who's near me. And so it's kind of like our own world on this end of the hallway. I was bringing the dog in, and I knew that we ordered Chinese food, and I saw a woman standing there, and she had two big brown bags, and I thought for sure.
What was her ethnicity?
She was Asian, mm-hmm. of some Asian descent, mm-hmm. and I thought for sure she was the Chinese food delivery. And so I said, oh, if you're looking for 226, it's right here.
I'll take that.
I'll take that. And then I quickly found out that she was not looking for me, and that she was there visiting one of my neighbors.
Oh, boy.
And I felt
she wasn't even
awful.
The delivery person.
I felt awful.
Yeah.
I felt
yeah.
awful, but she had, and y'all, when I tell you she looks like a delivery driver, she had the bag, the brown bag, within the plastic bag around the brown bag. It looked like a food delivery. I've ordered food from this place before, and I feel like such an idiot. Oh, I mean, the biggest insert, foot, and mouth.
So, did you find, like, does she live there?
No, she was visiting someone.
Okay, so you might not have to ever see her again.
No, but I told the neighbor, the person she was visiting, what happened. He thought it was hilarious. He was laughing, and they all had a good...
What did she think when you said, hey, I'll take that, I live here?
A lot of confusion. Like, why is there just a stranger wanting to take my bag?
Did you put your hands out?
I said, no, come this way. I was, like, telling her to come to my unit. I was, like, trying to... And so she, like, had a moment of, like, where she almost followed me, thinking, I don't know, that maybe I knew where she was going. Until we finally both realized that my door, oh, she's not giving me food.
She's
oh,
not
you
even
brought her all the way to the dang door,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're down here. Come on.
Oh, she, oh. Oh. Did you tip her?
I should have. I felt so bad.
Buddy, I'm laughing because
I'm so bad.
If I was in your situation, I probably might have done the same thing.
Oh.
I'm kind of an open person, and yeah. I try and you know, I try and reach out before the product is, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, hey, come this way.
Yeah.
Like, you're clearly the delivery
person. It's
hard
to find my unit because it is all the way at the end of the hall. And I,
yeah, rather than letting the situation play out, Lorraine, I would probably jump out there. You know what I mean? If you lived in a house and you ordered pizza.
Right.
And you saw the delivery, you were outside and you saw the delivery person. And you're like, hey, come yeah, on up.
If you saw a guy carrying a box with a red polo, you tell him to come up to your house.
Right. And the guy's like, I am, this is my brother. I'm visiting. What are you talking about?
I
thought
so bad.
I wonder if anyone else ever accidentally mistook someone. Like, who did you mistake for someone else? 704-570-9595. Because, Roy, it could go even worse than that. Like, I remember one time, I think I was at Disney a couple years ago, and there was a redhead, and I had gone to the bathroom, and I came up behind this redhead, and I put my hands right around her waist, because
oh,
she had
boy.
Her hair in a hat, just like Amanda did, turned around, wasn't Amanda.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get slapped.
At least mine wasn't like that.
That's a tough one. And you go, I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And Amanda was about 4 feet over.
Giving you
go,
the eye?
No, I go, I turned, I go, look, see, this is my wife, same black hat. The woman was just like, I don't even think she was English. She was American.
At least she had red hair.
Mm, like, you know. I know.
Oh, so that was my awkward encounter.
Mm.
I can see Lorraine doing something like this, too. Like Lorraine coming out of a restaurant, and there's a guy with a vest just sitting there, and she thinks he's the valet.
Yeah, hi.
No.
Why?
Can I have my Jeep? Can you get my car? Maybe.
Where is it parked?
What's in it for me? 704-570-9595. If you accidentally mistook someone, you mistaken identity with someone. Here's area code 980. Says one time someone mistakenly got into my car thinking I was their Uber.
Yeah,
that happens a lot. And that's off. I mean, that's awful. But it happened down in Columbia mm-hmm. where the girl was murdered.
Oh. Here's another one. Area code 704 says, I thought someone was my neighbor. Turned out that it wasn't. I had a full conversation with them. They had no idea what I was talking about. Then I realized that that's not my neighbor. I've done that before, too.
Thinking you have a neighbor.
I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, and I thought the guy I was talking to was a contractor that did some work for me. It turns out he's somebody I know from playing tennis.
Oh. At least you knew him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, hey, dude, everything is so great in the new house. And the guy's like, I don't care about your new house because I thought he was my contractor.
See, I do the opposite. Like, I can't see anything. So from far away, I'll think it's someone. And then when I get up on it, I'm like, oh, sorry, wrong person.
Let's talk with Jennifer in Concord. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Who did you mistake for their identity?
So, my daughter is a beautiful little redhead, and she was in daycare one day, and I went to go pick her up. And there was another little beautiful redhead that I mistaked for her, and I walked up behind this little girl and wrapped my arms around her and kissed her on the cheek.
Oh!
Oh,
luckily, I realized quickly that it wasn't her and apologized, but she was happy to receive the love.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet, Jennifer.
That is sweet.
All right, this is Emily and Shelby.
Hi.
Hi. So who'd you mistake for?
I mistake a random man for my husband.
Yeah. Was it a convenient mistake, or, I mean, was it Brad Pitt? Who was it?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't actually get a real good glance. We were at the aquarium, and I was helping my son pet the stingray, and I wanted to have a little heartfelt family moment, so I reach over and grab his hand. And I kind of look out of the side of my eye, and I'm like, oh, you're not my husband.
Such an awful feeling when that happens.
He got a pretty good laugh out of it.
Yeah, and ultimately everyone laughed in my situation. But yeah. You want to talk about a moment, I'm like, this person probably thinks the worst of me.
Yeah. 716 just texted in and said, I went to Target wearing a red polo, and everyone asked me to help them look for items.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, let me ask you this, bud, because I'm not blaming you, because our bodies, this is the way we work sometimes. If she wasn't Asian, would you have thought twice about her being the Chinese food delivery person?
If she wasn't Asian, I would still think she was the delivery driver, because a lot of times you never know, especially because I'll get like Postmates or whatever.
Oh, that's true.
She had what appeared to be the bag.
Right. No, I get it.
By the way, explaining to like other people that it wasn't just about the way, you know, she appeared, is that they're like, yeah, right. And I'm like, no, you had to know the situation.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. But I think the fact that she was Asian, too, and you go into a Chinese restaurant, a lot of the people that work there tend to be right. Asian, so it would add to it and make it a little more difficult.
This is Autumn and Shelby. Hey, Autumn.
Hey. I was mistaken as a child. Instead of being my best friend, who we were dressed exactly alike, and her father thought it was me. I had never been to her house before, and he picked me up. I had no idea who this man was, and carried me across the house and threw me onto his bed, just joking, before he even realized that I was not his daughter, and it freaked me out.
Yeah, how old were you?
I was like 13.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good God.
Yeah,
To
me, it was just some random man picking me up.
Yeah,
a stranger, Dane.
I get it.
Crap out of me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Autumn. Well, Nicole says we need to say hi to Dave real quick.
All right, hey, Dave in Mooresville.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. So you had a story about your brother?
Yeah. So my brother married identical twin sisters, and at their brother's wedding, it's both sets of grandparents, his in-laws, his sister-in-law with her husband all sitting at the same table, and my brother comes up behind who he thought was his wife, leans down, gives her a big kiss right on the cheek, ends up being his sister-in-law.
Yeah, the twin.
That's fine.
Thanks, Dave.
In front of the whole fam, too.
Hey, listen, it's their wedding. I'm sure he's got it right now. They've been married for 13 years.
I'll figure it out. Listen, we got a brand new Senseless survey. Someone actually excited talked to me. They're excited to be a part of the census, but I quickly upset them, and very, very quickly. You'll have to find out why in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, Marina, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We got to get this survey underway, get it submitted in, okay? Got 30 seconds?
Oh, yes, great. Yes, I have been researching my DNA. You just won't believe it. I've been researching my DNA and just looking all over the internet and finding these census takings, and I just have been poring over them, just imagining what it would be like to fill these out, and I can't believe you're calling me. This is, like, okay. So awesome.
You're saying you're finding old census forms?
Old census forms, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing here today. We're going to ask a bunch of questions, okay?
Okay, great. I'm ready.
All right. If you ask a Native American how, would they think you're saying hi?
Oh, my gosh.
I think they would. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. And do you find that manwich is a sexist meal?
Well, I never thought about that.
I mean, really, we should call it Sloppy Joe's. Or is that sexist? Should it be Sloppy Joanne? Sloppy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it could be short for a girl's name.
Yeah. Oh. If a frog dies, does it croak?
What?
And have you ever been addicted to placebo pills?
I don't think that's possible. What? I thought we were talking about the census. Because I'm like... This is what I was thinking. Like, my future generations are going to be looking at this and finding this information that I'm giving out. I want it to be accurate.
Yeah, no, Tankard, I'm documenting everything you say.
But you didn't ask me how many people live in my house, what's going on, you know, when I was born. Do you have all that
information? You know, you're right. Let me get back on track. Speaking of how many people in your house, have you ever heard the story of a man named Brady?
Yeah. Brady Bunch.
Right, they had a lot of people living in that house. Could you imagine the census report for that family? Oh my gosh. I mean, they had a maid in there and everything. I don't even know how to document a maid.
I couldn't, because that's not a real family. Listen, I don't have time for this.
Ever wooed like a white girl at a bachelorette party?
Woo!
Okay, you're just being offensive right now.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Man, Roy.
So good, Roy. Good work.
All right, have you ever wondered how much the Kardashians make for one of their posts?
It's going to upset me.
I think that's the next question in Roy's Senseless.
Oh, I think it should be. Well, it was just revealed that it's quote-unquote a lot. Now... Kris Jenner, she revealed that and said there's kind of a sliding scale depending on a post and what the product is. But if it's something that the girls put into their body, like a pharmaceutical product, food, or a beverage, the price goes way up.
Okay.
Did you guys see what Mike Posner's doing?
No.
This is really, really cool. He is walking across the United States, the continental United States.
Really?
Yes. He's starting on the East Coast this weekend, and he hopes to reach the West Coast by Christmas.
Did he watch, like, Forrest Gump and just find some inspiration?
Now he is kind of...
His car broke down?
No. He drove across the U.S., and then now he's leaving today on this journey back.
What's the cause? Hold on. Nicole, what's the cause?
Cancer? He just wanted to do it.
Right.
He said he like set it as a goal for himself, and now he's doing it.
It's not for like mental health research, cancer.
No, he's just on a journey to become like a better version of himself.
Yeah, that's what he said. He just I hate to say like find yourself, but he wants to find out like what he can learn from this experience.
Can we track him?
Oh, put a tracker on
him. Yeah, and you can even walk with him. Like he posted his route.
Yeah,
on
good.
What he's doing.
He is
going to be staying in different cities, and he's encouraging, if he goes to your city, for you to walk with him.
Is he walking? He wouldn't walk near us. We're kind of out of the way.
No, he stays kind of up north going west.
31 cities he'll be stopping in.
Sorry, Roy.
He's asked his fans, if you want to come out and walk with me, let's do it.
Sorry, Roy, you're messing my pace up. Do you mind? Can you just sit this one out?
Slow down, Mike. I can't keep up.
Sir, could you walk a little faster? All right. There's a rumor going on that J.C. Chazet will be performing with Ariana Grande at the second weekend of Coachella. I'll give you more information on that in the 8:30 Dirty.
Let's play Can't Beat the Rin, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take the Rin down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on Kiss 95.1.
Joni and Everly, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi. You guys are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yay.
Aww.
All right, throw her out all the way from Banner Elk so that we can get playing, you guys.
Yes.
All right, Loren is putting her headphones down. She is leaving the studio. And the door is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, happy 29th birthday to Emma Watson. What iconic sci-fi movie series did she star in as Hermione Granger?
Harry Potter.
And question two, Jordan Woods had an eventful weekend. She joined Jaden Smith on stage during Coachella and had an awkward run-in with Kendall Jenner. Jordan hooked up with what Kardashian baby daddy? Which Kardashian's baby daddy?
Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thomas.
Love the answer. Cardi B gave Variety magazine a very long silence when asked if her and Nicki Minaj would ever make up. True or false, Cardi B has a daughter named Culture.
True.
And question four, this golfer won the Masters tournament for the first time since 2005.
Tiger Woods.
Charlie Sheen finally opened up about him getting sober. What American sitcom did Charlie star in for 7 seasons?
2 and a Half Men.
Business done.
Good job. Listen, they got them both correct, Loren, which means we're not going to tell you.
You mean all correct?
They both got them all correct.
Oh, I
got
you.
To say. It's
bad.
Monday.
No one expects most from me.
Well, I think when Roy got his hair cut, Tony, they accidentally nipped his brain.
Yeah. All right, listen, I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Not that we trust Roy's keeping track anyway, but here we go.
That's fair.
Happy 29th birthday to Emma Watson. What iconic sci-fi movie series did she star in as Hermione Granger?
Harry Potter.
Jordan Woods had an eventful weekend. She joined Jaden Smith on stage during his Coachella set and then had an awkward run-in with Kendall Jenner. Jordan hooked up with which Kardashian baby daddy?
Wow. Khloe.
Cardi B gave Variety magazine a very long silence when asked if her and Nicki Minaj would ever make up. True or false, Cardi B's got a daughter named Culture.
True.
And this golfer won the Masters tournament for the first time since 2005.
Tiger Woods.
And question five, Charlie Sheen finally opened up about getting sober. What American sitcom did Charlie star in for 7 seasons?
2 and a Half Men.
Marin, you got them all corrected to tie. That means you have 86 wins.
Good job, you guys.
Yeah, Joni and Everly. You know what I want to hear, though?
We are Joni and Everly, and we can't beat Marin, but we can tie it.
You sure can. Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Right, we got to get to Unfriended. It's a brand new segment on the show. Jenna found out that her friend was having a party, but then she discovered she wasn't invited. She went to go snoop on social media to discover why, and then she found out she's not even friends with them online.
He unfriended her, but we don't know why.
We're going to get them all on the phone. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Unfriended. It's brand new. It's in 5 minutes.
Unfriended on Facebook, and that's what Jenna is dealing with right now. So, Jenna, tell us what's going on and why you think your friend unfriended you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have this friend, Aaron, okay, and he has a son who's 5 years old. Now, I have a son that's 1, right? And I saw that he was having a birthday party, animal birthday party, zoo theme. He had a little mini petting zoo. And so I'm like, okay, well, I want to go on his page and see how the party looked, how it turned out. Like, did it look like the kids have a good time? All of that stuff. I wanted to get some inspiration, right? So then I go on Facebook and try to pull up his page. And all of a sudden I see that I have to, request him as a friend again. Like, we're not friends anymore.
Mm.
We're not connected.
All right. So wait, what are you posting that you think maybe set him off?
I don't know. I mean, I thought that we were friends, and I feel some type of way about it.
When was the last time, Jenna, you had contact with him on socials? Like, what's our go back point, our baseline of when you knew that you spoke with him? How many months?
I know he had a birthday in January, and I posted a picture of the two of us that said happy birthday. Like, that's the last time I remember.
All right, well, we'll figure out. Why is this guy unfriending you? We'll get him on the phone line here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's bring him up. Aaron.
Hey, hello?
Hey, bud. Thank you so much for coming on board with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. I understand this must be really confusing.
I don't know what this is all about. A little weirded out.
You didn't win anything. Just, I don't want you to think that you won. You didn't win anything.
But I think we're all going to win when you give us an answer here.
We have okay.
Your friend, Jenna.
What? Okay. All right.
Do you know Jenna? Do you know it, Jenna?
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused as to why.
Okay. All right, Jenna, go ahead.
So, Aaron, I just really want to know why you unfriended me on all of the social media. Like, I thought we were friends.
Wait, what? This is what this is about?
Yeah, it's a segment on our show called Unfriended. It's where we try to get people on the phone and reconnect them and determine why they unfriended you on social media.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of it, Aaron.
I mean, I don't, oh man, I okay, this has caught me completely off guard. What's so important? I don't know why people are so infatuated with social media in the first place, but I mean, what, I unfriended you?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you don't know that you unfriended her?
I mean, I'm not on there all the time and stuff, and like,
dude, you know you took the time to click. You have to either mute or unfriend. Aaron, don't, dude, you're on the radio. You're live. You might as well just come and tell us.
Oh, okay. She posts, like, constant videos and posts about, like, Rodan and Phil, just like a skincare solution. You know, like a pyramid scheme stuff. Like, it was constant. It was constant.
Seriously, Aaron? You know what? Just because I have a job and I post about that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have been able to be friends. And if you give me like 10 minutes of your time, you will understand it.
Wait, what? Are you pitching right now?
I've been asking you just for a quick little lunch, a quick little phone call so you can see how the skincare would make your skin better. Okay? It'll clear up all your acne.
Oh, my gosh. You're trying to make a sale.
Skin,
I would unfriended her, too.
Okay, wait. Jenna, how often are you posting? Because you sound like you're trying to make a sale right this minute.
Well, see, the thing is, I have it on automatic post. So, yeah, posts go out every day, okay? Maybe twice a day. But it's not me, like, physically posting. They're already automatically set posts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Jenna, you asked, and we've only done this a couple times, and now we know, and I kind of agree with Aaron. Like,
I know. I had a friend, and I had to mute her because she was a part of the stupid pyramid scheme, multi-level marketing, and every post it was about this dang product that will make you lose weight. And
it's, like, pushy. It's kind of got, like, pushy. A pushy element to it when it's on our timeline, so...
Huh. I don't have a problem. Honestly, like, it doesn't bother me. As long as you're not private messaging me, like, every 3 seconds to buy something, I don't care what you do on your page.
Thank you, Lorraine. That's why I'm not going to change anything. That's exactly why.
Okay, she's not going to change, Aaron, she said.
Whatever it is you need, just call me. We'll talk about it. But for God's sake, I can't deal with the ads, the constant ones. But we'll talk about this later. I got to get to work.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for coming on with us, Aaron.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Keep it up, Rodan and Fields. You're on your way.
Do you want? And only if you recruit 7 more people underneath you, and then you'll then get to this level to make even more money.
You know what Jenna's going to do? Jenna's going to play this podcast at the next convention. Jenna, congratulations to Jenna, who got play on radio. Yes. Jenna, come on up here and tell us all about it. All right. Good luck, Jenna. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
<Love them>. Sorry, by the way, I had to dump out because she said a last name, and I don't know if the last name was supposed to go over the radio or not, so I apologize for that. Okay, we got business.
We do. $1,000. It's called the KISS Cash Code. If you want to get rich, we're going to give you the code word. It's coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere with KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, KISS 95.1, Maney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We just had that KISS Cash Code. Make sure you text it to 45911 for your chance to win $1,000.
As you might have just heard, right before 8 o'clock, we did another unfriended, which we're really enjoying doing these. If you are unfriended by somebody on social media, give us a call. Give us the person's number who unfriended you. We'll get them on live on the air before they have time to think about it. And we just ask them, yo, why'd you unfriend me? Hmm. What's are we getting feedback on this one?
Yeah, people are texting in and there's a couple that are really funny, but someone says, you know how you do Facebook purges? Mm-hmm. This person said, long ago, I cleared out my Facebook, and then a lot of people started asking me about it, and I said I didn't do it. I thought it was a glitch. Somebody else said that I met a girl at the gym, and I thought we had a genuine connection. She Facebook friended me and immediately pitched me. I almost cried. I got catfished.
Yeah. So this person, Aaron, unfriended Jenna because Jenna is busy with that Rodan and Fields or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pitching, you know, using Facebook for a job.
And so many people tweeting in about her trying to sell him at the end.
Yeah, listen to this.
You know what? Just because I have a job and I post that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have been able to be friends. And if you give me like 10 minutes of your time, you will understand it.
Wait, what? Are you pitching right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And if you give me 10 minutes, like, that's her script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's trying to go through it. Robbie tweeted at the MRL show she's part of a pyramid scheme and doesn't even realize it. I think a majority of those people really don't even realize that they're in a trap. They're just sold on an idea.
I mean, listen, if you can make some money from home, and, like, I get it. Like I said, and you don't bother me if you post it on your timeline. But what I don't like is getting the DMs. Like, I had a girlfriend that I used to cheer with, and she sent me, like, 3 DMs about her business, and it wasn't Rodan and Fields. It was some other skincare company. 3 times in 1 month. And I just didn't respond because I was like, I don't have time for this. And, you know, I figured she just sends it to everyone.
Right.
Well, she wrote me another Facebook message at the end of the month, aggressively asking me why I didn't message her back or why I didn't buy anything or why I wasn't supporting her. I was like, what?
I get it.
Wouldn't it be funny if Oprah was into the Rodan and Fields thing?
She's like the endorser.
Yeah.
Then it would be a whole thing.
But then I see people who do it. And like we were joking at the end of the phone call about how this unfriended is going to be at the next Rodan and Fields convention in Vegas or wherever. But, like, they travel and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have fun conventions. And, like Roy said, if you can make a little money, that's great. The problem is, and I don't know enough about it to speak about it, is I don't know. Is it a pyramid scheme? I mean,
technically, people, yes.
Because anything that wants you to recruit people underneath you.
So that you're making money off of them.
That's typically not a good sign.
So when she says, give me 10 minutes and I'll explain it to you, is she going to try and make him sell as well? Or is she trying to sell the product?
Who knows?
Because I think a lot of those people, that is a goal, is you want to have team members. You want to have a team underneath you.
That you can all sell and make money.
Yeah.
Sales is a really, 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 really hard job.
I wonder if anyone had a friend ask them to try and recruit them into... It doesn't necessarily have to be Rodan and Fields. I mean, we don't have to do a free advertising for them or bash them either, but we just... This was laid out in front of us. We don't know about it. 704-570-9595. Did someone try and recruit you onto their social media sales team?
I can't remember what it was, but I did it for a minute.
You do.
I swear, it was a jewelry thing.
You do kind of seem like somebody that would do it.
Oh, yeah, you did do a jewelry thing for a minute.
Yeah.
Was it like a show?
I can't remember what the company name is right now.
I think my wife did it once.
The room was pushing all sorts of agendas when we were in here.
No.
You know, it's hard,
though.
I'm
trying to sell you guys statement necklaces. Come on, Roy, it'll look great on you.
Amanda loves this color, Manny. But it's hard, though. It's hard to say no to a friend.
Yeah.
Like, I think Amanda's friend from Memphis recruited her or asked her to do it. And she did it, like, once or twice just to say that she did it, but I don't think she really wanted to.
Somebody was trying to sell me a fitness powder for water, and they were very pushy. Very,
somebody
very
you knew?
Pushy. Yeah, oh yeah.
That sucks.
And so I ended up just buying it just to shut them up. Oh.
Then did they hit you follow up like, hey?
No, because they got their sale. I think they were good. I think they were surprised the morning they even made a sale. I think when I gave him a $7, I think you would have seen like sparks fly in their eyes. Yeah. It was like the biggest moment of their career. This is Matt in Mooresville.
Yeah.
Hey, bud. So which one of these pyramid schemes did you sign up for?
I mean, there's a couple of them you've seen, but the one I actually signed up for and got roped into was the Manavi. Was supposed to be this big Asahi berry. Cleansing this and that, and it went nowhere. Signed up, nothing. You know what I mean?
No sales.
put so much money up, and then I had to recruit people underneath me.
Yeah.
It was a joke. And then the next one was that It Works bull crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Matt, It Works. I think that's the powder I used.
Well, that was the It Works was the wrap. Remember the Works wrap?
He did that too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That got me with that was the people. I had a friend selling it, and it's like, if you're going to sell something, you should actually use the product and show some progress, I guess I should say.
Sure.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
So wait, Matt, why did you even sign up? I mean, was there real money? Were you told that money was to be made there?
Oh, yeah. There was this whole layout of you can earn this much money. You get these people signed up.
Yeah, it sounds good at the time.
And it doesn't.
And the way it works, you got two legs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On a pyramid scheme. And if you load one leg, the other leg's supposed to work just crap.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But, you know, when you go to these conventions and you get some, you know, multimillionaire talking to you saying you can live the life I'm living. And he's not even the owner of the company. He's like a, you know what I'm saying?
Spokesperson.
But not even spokesperson. He's like a tier whatever diamond. You're like, oh, I could probably be him one day.
Yeah, I could do that. It was Stella and Dot, by the way. The one that I did.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, Stella and Dot.
Somebody said Herbalife. That's another one.
Yeah.
I've seen the Herbalife. Like, somebody in my neighborhood sells it. They have it on the side of their car. They're going for a hard sell.
Wow.
And on the back window, too.
Well, you know, the Rodian and Fields thing, I'm friends with somebody who is very successful in Rodan Fields. Like, she's so successful that they sent her a car.
Oh, I knew someone with Mary Kay that got sent a pink car.
Yeah, so, there are people that do make money, but I'm sure it's extremely hard. It's just a hard sales environment.
They got a pink car?
Even though that's Mary Kay's whole thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, if you got to a certain level, they sent you like this
pink Cadillac.
Pink, okay. Yeah.
We can't get to Anonymous in Mooresville because we got a census survey coming up, but she said that she quit Rodana Fields because of social posting.
Mm.
That's smart. See, there you go. That's a smart person right there. You saw the results of what happens if you don't quit and post on socials, but thanks, everyone.
All right, so we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. Someone who's actually excited to talk to me. They want their information in my books until I try to say the most offensive things, and then they get very angry. It's 5 minutes away.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, Marina, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We got to get this survey underway, get it submitted in, okay? Got 30 seconds?
Oh, yes, great. Yes, I have been researching my DNA. You just won't believe it. I've been researching my DNA and just looking all over the internet and finding these census takings, and I just have been poring over them, just imagining what it would be like to fill these out, and I can't believe you're calling me. This is, so awesome.
You're saying you're finding old census forms?
Old census forms, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing here today. We're going to ask a bunch of questions, okay?
Okay, great. I'm ready.
All right. If you ask a Native American how, would they think you're saying hi?
Oh, my gosh.
I think they would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you find that manwich is a sexist meal?
Well, I never thought about that.
I mean, really, we should call it Sloppy Joe's. Or is that sexist? Should it be Sloppy Joanne?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it could be short for a girl's name.
Huh. Yeah. If a frog dies, does it croak?
What?
And have you ever been addicted to placebo pills?
I don't think that's possible. What? I thought we were talking about the census, because I'm like, this is what I was thinking, like, my future generations are going to be looking at this and finding this information that I'm giving out. I want it to be accurate.
Yeah, no, Tankard, I'm documenting everything you say.
But you didn't ask me how many people live in my house, what's going on, you know, when I was born. Do you have all that?
You know, you're right. Let me get back on track. Speaking of how many people in your house, have you ever heard the story of a man named Brady?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brady Bunch?
Right, they had a lot of people living in that house. Could you imagine the census report for that family?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they had a maid in there and everything. I don't even know how to document a maid.
I couldn't, because that's not a real family. Listen, I don't have time for this.
Ever wooed like a white girl at a bachelorette party?
Woo!
Okay, you're just being offensive right now.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So there have been some rumors floating around out there that Ariana Grande had a collaboration coming with some of the former members of NSYNC. Well, that's not off the table yet because she'll be performing at Coachella, possibly with JC Chazay. Now, this is what sparked this rumor to go back on and started people in a frenzy. JC had tweeted, mic check, 1212, is this thing on? And Ariana Grande had liked and acknowledged it. So now people are like, oh, the two of them, they're going to be together at Coachella for the second weekend. Oh. And she put out a hint first on Thursday of her singing the group's Tearing Up My Heart. So now people are kind of drawing the correlation together. Yeah, which could be exciting. All right, did Meghan Markle already have the baby? This is on the rumor mill, too. Buckingham Palace put out a statement about their birth plans, and it sparked a ton of rumors because, here comes Queen Mommy, because it said they would like to keep things private. So some people are thinking that they might be privately celebrating as a family already.
It is very private. As your queen, I'm here to tell you two things.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth.
There is no baby.
Oh, okay.
But can you go buy diapers?
Oh, sure.
For another reason in time. For me.
For you. Yes. You are getting up there in age.
Also, I need formula.
All right. Now it's starting to sound like a baby.
No baby. Ta-ta.
And you know, the royal couple has been considering a doula, so people think maybe she had the baby at home.
Okay.
Yeah, and didn't even do the whole hospital thing. Mm. So, we shall see. All right, Cardi B, she is saying something very interesting about a possible collaboration with Nicki Minaj. She was asked in an interview if the two would ever get together and collaborate. Now, this is, of course, after she chucked a shoe at Nicki at Fashion Week last year. And it got like an awkward silence, and then she shadily laughed and implied, no, that's not for me.
Shadily.
I may have just made that word up.
I love that. Shadily.
Uh-huh. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, they reunited. But don't worry, it was just for baby True's birthday.
Oh, good. Yes. They get along?
Yeah.
Good. All right, what's trending? What should everybody have? What does our Lorraine like?
You guys know I'm afraid of needles. And yes. If I knock on wood, in my lifetime, have never needed stitches in my 35 years. 34 years. Let's not age me one more year. Okay. Yet. But I found this product that is, it's basically stitches that have pull cords on them. So you just adhere them to both sides of the cut, and then you pull this little rip cord, and it pulls it together. So it's kind of like a Steri-Stitch meets an actual stitch.
So instead of getting stitches, you put this thing together, and it tapes your boo-boo together.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good for kids and Lorraine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Lorraine.
You're welcome.
Go check that out and other things that Lorraine likes up at kiss951.com. It's tax day,
and we want to know, it's a safe, judgment-free environment, and you can remain anonymous, and we'll even supply the voice changer. But did you cheat on the taxes? It's time for tax confessions. We'll do that in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is tax day with the Manny Roy, the Ram Morning Show. Hopefully you did your taxes. But we wanted to open it up to you at 704-570-9595. We can use a voice changer, but it's time for tax confessions.
So to show you that we're willing to also play, three of us in this building, not necessarily in this room,
okay.
Three of us in this building have stepped forward to a microphone. We had them do this on Friday afternoon and confess, and here's what we've heard.
When did I lie on my taxes? I told the IRS that I have a side company, which really is just my desk and a computer. But it worked.
That's okay. An easy one. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have done that. All right, so now you see what we're talking about.
704-570-9595. You can remain anonymous. But how did you cheat the taxes?
You want to hear another one from inside our building?
Sure.
For my side business, all my vacations, I classify those as business expenses to have a massive write-off at the end of the year. I get to see the world on the government's dime.
I love the voice changer. I get to see the world on the government's dime.
The voice changer's the best.
Thanks, government.
Come on, we can't be the only ones.
704-570-9595. Everyone else is like, you idiots, it's a trap.
It's not. It's a voice disguise, and it's completely judgment-free. Here's another.
I went over my mileage this year, so I just wrote off those miles and said that I was driving for work.
We forgot to disguise that person's voice. We apologize.
Truth, that was...
I went over my mileage this year, so I just wrote off those miles and said that I was driving for work.
That's the best. Oh, man, that's so good.
Has anybody in here been audited, BT Dubs?
Yes, I have.
I was, too. I forgot that I sold the mutual fund to help pay for my first house. Completely forgot about all the paperwork and everything. And all of a sudden, the government was like, I got a letter from the IRS. I'm like, sweet, I got another check.
I got audited so in 2008. And it was like, I didn't have a job that year. And like, I was just doing like a bunch of side stuff. And I didn't make a lot of money. So I was like, I'll just do my taxes myself for the first time ever. And when I tell you I screwed them up so badly, I will never do it again.
Oh, really?
I will sell my soul for somebody else to do my taxes before I do them myself.
It is a pain. You gotta, they want their money.
Yeah. I ended up having to do mine on my own because I waited so late. So I'm kind of nervous to see if I get audited because I have so much, because I have like this... It's complicated.
Let's go back and see if we know which one is Roy. Hold on.
When did I lie on my taxes? I told the IRS that I have a side company, which really is just my desk and a computer. But it worked.
That's not necessarily me.
No, I didn't say it. I said it could be any one of these. And they're not even necessarily us. I said we got people from inside the building.
That's true.
Some of those are women that have deeper voice. We disguise them.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Oh, geez. We had two people on hold, and I think they changed their mind and bailed.
Yeah, because they're like idiots. IRS listens. They don't want to mess with that.
Yes, Anonymous on line two. Go ahead.
I work for the IRS, and I always cheat. Idiots. If you don't, you're really not American.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll see if we get anyone.
I bet we all get audited this year.
We're just asking for it.
And, like, I don't keep any of my records.
Oh,
so
you don't? I have, like, a shoebox full of stuff.
I don't. So I'm sure they're going to, you know, I'm going to have to amend my taxes.
What would you rather do, be a Rodan and Fields salesperson or get audited?
Rodan and Fields salesperson.
100%,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of tax day, we have, Nicole, is that whole list up on kiss951.com where people can get free stuff today for tax day? No, it's about to be. Good. You go find it, because if you go to Arby's and you ask the
I
secret,
love Arby's.
Is it Arby's or is it Hardee's?
It was Hardee's.
Oh, it's Arby's. Oh, sorry. You got me all excited, man. That's my favorite.
Yeah, for like another hour, if you go to Hardee's and say made from scratch, they'll give you a free sausage biscuit. So, Hardee's.
And you kind of go,
made from scratch.
You get a voice disguise.
Voice disguise it.
And if you want to still call in and tell us your tax confessions, we'll put the voice disguiser on you. 704-570-9595. Clearly, we're the only idiots who...
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't on that.
Oh, we weren't?
No,
we weren't. There was other people.
There was other people in the building. Yeah. All right, we'll take your calls on that. Plus, today is a special day. You know, we have those holidays. Today's a National Remembrance Day for something I think we can all get into. We'll talk about that coming up in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On the Hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney Roy and the Ray Morning Show Tax Day Confessions. 704-570-9595. We have a voice changer. You can remain anonymous.
A couple brave souls from the radio station stepped forward and told us how they cheated.
For my side business, all my vacations, I classify those as business expenses to have a massive write-off at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I get to see the world on the government's dime.
Thanks for the vacation, IRS. Everybody does small things, though. And when I say everybody, I mean, you know, even when you go on and you do it yourself on TurboTax, you can emphasize or take something down, right? I mean,
I guess.
I think everybody's guilty of doing it. There's people on hold that need to be voice disguised.
All right. Okay.
First off, I have not been able to file my taxes this year because there's a pay discrepancy with my company, so I'm 1,000% going to get audited this year. But for like the past 3 years, I have written off my entire apartment, my cell phone bill, my Wi-Fi, my car mileage for personal business expenses, but like, that's not necessarily the truth.
Who's next?
All right, it's the tax confessional. Who's next?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my brother. He cheated on his taxes by saying he had a babysitting job for the year. And he actually ended up getting paid for watching his own kids.
Oh. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anonymous, go ahead with your tax confession.
Me and my wife's been married for the past 4 years, and we've been had a household still and single.
No.
To get a little bit more money back.
Yeah. Dude, everybody does something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Thanks for the call. Oh, that's so funny. I just love the voice disguiser.
We don't use it enough.
No, it's we don't. We need it more in our lives.
Oh, I went over my mileage this year, so I just wrote off those miles and said that I was driving for work.
I love that. That sounds so good.
When did I lie on my taxes? I told the IRS that I have a side company, which really is just my desk and a computer. But it worked.
Now, to be honest, this one here sounds like an announcer voice. Like, you know, just somebody's regular voice. Listen.
When did I lie on my taxes? I told the IRS that I have a side company, which really is just my desk and a computer. But it worked.
I don't know.
Use Geico. Right? I mean, just the inflection. Deep, like a deep announcer voice.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Okay.
All right. Thanks for playing, everyone. That was fun. You're tax cheating. And it's okay. According to the IRS.
Well, until they find out.
Right.
Then wink, you get wink. Audited. And
head over to kiss951.com and find the full list there of places where you can eat for free today and get good discounts, too. That's up there. Lots of restaurants are doing things. All right. Today's a National Day of Remembrance, Lorraine.
Okay.
And I think you're really going to like what we have to remember on today. We'll get to that just after 9.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
If you missed it just about an hour ago, a little over an hour ago, we did something called Unfriended, where someone, Jenna, wanted to find out why Aaron, a friend of hers, unfriended her on Facebook. Like, why did they stop being friends on Facebook? And we got a funny answer, and people are still asking about it and talking about it. So we'll replay that for you. Come up here in about 10 minutes. So don't go anywhere.
But it's a holiday today.
It's one of those holidays that you kind of like have in the back of your mind.
You do?
I mean, you know, like today's also, get this, Roy, today's also National Take a Wild Guess Day.
So no. Should I take a wild guess on what holiday it is?
Take a wild guess on what other holiday it is, and I'll give you a hint, Roy.
Okay. Oh, Rose, easy.
You're the most amazingly astounding, wonderful girl, woman that I've ever known. I'm not an idiot. I know how the world works. But I'm too involved now.
It is National Titanic Remembrance Day.
That was such a beautiful moment, but just hearing it sounds like bad acting.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
Unless you can see it.
Is this your favorite Leo DiCaprio moment?
Movie? I don't...
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think he has so many great movies. He's an amazing actor.
He really is. Today is the day that we remember the Titanic sank in the icy waters. On April 15th in 1912.
So it's not the anniversary of the movie and Leonardo DiCaprio. It's the actual anniversary.
Right.
Everyone's dead, right? Like, there's no survivors.
I think the
last... Well, there were survivors, but I don't know that they would be alive now.
Still today?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last survivor died. I think you're right, Roy.
Yeah. But that was really cool to see all the survivors.
A lot of people don't know this, but Rose is actually an actress in the movie and not really a real person.
Wait, what?
Remember Rose?
What do you think? It was a film crew documentary?
Yeah. Let's see if I can find more dialogue.
You mean Old Rose?
Yes, Old
okay.
Rose.
All right.
Oh, wait. The old woman?
Yes, the old woman.
What about her?
Yeah, that's not, it wasn't real.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
But Rose was a real person on the Titanic.
I don't think, no. Rose wasn't a real person on the Titanic. It was a movie.
We're destroying everything.
I'm telling you that Rose wasn't a real person. It's not based on a true story.
I mean, okay, but Jack, he's real, right?
Jack was real.
You know what? I don't like this holiday. You're ruining my reality.
Did you really think that Rose was a real person?
Yeah, I did.
No.
What was the snootiest guy's name? The
Kyle.
Hold on a second.
How?
Kyle.
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 But you got to say Kyle.
Kyle. Did you really think that this is a true story?
Yeah.
You thought that Jack and Rose had a real thing?
Well, I thought that, no. But I really thought that they were two people on the Titanic. I don't know if this was the real story, but I thought they were real, like,
I tell
real
you
names
what,
that were signed.
That old lady really sold it for Lorraine. That was a good actress.
Did we just spoil it for you?
No, I mean, I was, like, in high school when this movie
came
out. I know.
You would think that maybe time would, you know, have set in and you say, oh, I realize that.
I have no idea.
Go on. I'll get the next one.
No, not without you.
I'll be all right. Listen, I'll be fine. I'm a survivor, all right? Don't worry about me.
Well.
Now go on. Get on.
I got bad news.
Ain't not a survivor. Hate to say it, buddy.
That doesn't even know. Jack, she lets you go, buddy.
Lorraine, you know Bill Paxton wasn't really on the boat?
Yes.
He wasn't really an explorer. He wasn't really a scientist.
This is a really good movie. I remember my wife told me that her and a friend saw it like 50 times in the theater or something crazy like that.
Gosh.
Yeah. And they loved it. Anyway, National Titanic Remembrance Day today. So remember that the Titanic sunk in 1912 on this day. Up next, though, we are going to play that Unfriended, if you missed it. Find out why Aaron, and it's a hilarious reason I think we can all relate to, Aaron unfriended Jenna. 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with me, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Friended on Facebook. And that's what Jenna is dealing with right now. So, Jenna, tell us what's going on and why you think your friend unfriended you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have this friend, Aaron, okay, and he has a son who's 5 years old. Now, I have a son that's one, right? And I saw that he was having a birthday party, animal birthday party, zoo theme. He had a little mini petting zoo. And so I'm like, okay, well, I want to go on his page and see how the party looked, how it turned out, like, did it look like the kids have a good time, all of that stuff. I wanted to get some inspiration, right? So then I go on Facebook and try to pull up his page, and all of a sudden I see that I have to, like, request him as a friend again. Like, we're not friends anymore.
Mm.
We're not connected.
All right, so wait, what are you posting that you think maybe set him off?
I don't know. I mean, I thought that we were friends, and I feel some type of way about it.
When was the last time, Jenna, you had contact with him on socials? Like, what's our go-back point, our baseline of when you knew that you spoke with him? How many months?
I know he had a birthday in January, and I posted a picture of the two of us and said, happy birthday. Like, that's the last time I remember.
All right, well, we'll figure out. Why is this guy unfriending you? We'll get him on the phone line here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's bring him up. Aaron.
Hey, hello?
Hey, bud. Thank you so much for coming on board with the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. I understand this must be really confusing.
I don't know what this is all about. A little weirded out.
You didn't win anything. Just, I don't want you to think that you won.
Maybe I'm looking at.
You didn't win anything.
But I think we're all going to win when you give us an answer here.
We have Jenna on the phone.
Who?
Jenna.
Your friend Jenna.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh. Do you know Jenna? Do you know a Jenna?
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused as to why.
Okay. All right, Jenna, go ahead.
So, Aaron, I just really want to know why you unfriended me on all of the social media. I thought we were friends.
Wait. What this is about?
Yeah, it's a segment on our show called Unfriended. It's where we try to get people on the phone and reconnect them and determine why they unfriended you on social media.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of it, Aaron.
I mean, I don't, oh man, this has caught me completely off guard. What's so important there? I don't know why people are so infatuated with social media in the first place, but I mean, I unfriended you?
Are you saying that you don't know that you unfriended her?
I mean, I'm not on there all the time and stuff, and like,
You know you took the time to click. You have to either mute or unfriend. Aaron, dude, you're on the radio. You're live. You might as well just come and tell us.
Oh, okay. He posts, like, constant videos and posts about, Rodan and Fields is like a skincare solution. You know, like a pyramid scheme stuff. Like, it was constant. It was constant.
Seriously, Aaron? You know what? Just because I have a job and I post about that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have been able to be friends. And if you give me like 10 minutes of your time, you will understand it.
Wait, what? Are you pitching right now?
I've been asking you just for a quick little lunch, a quick little phone call so you can see how the skincare would make your skin better. Okay? It'll clear up all your acne.
Oh my gosh, you're trying to make a sale. I would have unfriended her too.
Okay, wait, Jenna, how often are you posting? Because you sound like you're trying to make a sale right this minute.
Well, see, the thing is, I have it on automatic post. So, yeah, posts go out every day, okay, maybe twice a day. But it's not me, like, physically posting. They're already automatically set posts.
All right, Jenna, you asked. And we've only done this a couple of times. And now we know, and I kind of agree with Aaron. Like,
I know. I had a friend, and I had to mute her because she was a part of this stupid pyramid scheme, multi-level marketing, and every post it was about this dang product that will make you lose weight, and
it's like pushy. It's kind of got like pushy. A pushy element to it when it's on our timeline. So.
I don't have a problem. Honestly, like it doesn't bother me as long as you're not private messaging me like every 3 seconds to buy something. I don't care what you do on your page.
Thank you, Lorraine. That's why I'm not going to change anything. That's exactly why.
Okay, she's not going to change, Aaron, she said.
Whatever it is you need, just call me. We'll talk about it, but for God's sake, I can't deal with the ads, the constant ones, but we'll talk about this later. I gotta get to work.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for coming on with us, Aaron.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Keep it up, Rodan and Fields. You're on your way.
Only if you recruit 7 more people underneath you, and then you'll then get to this level to make even more money.
You know what Jenna's going to do? Jenna's going to play this podcast at the next convention. Jenna, congratulations to Jenna, who got play on radio.
Yeah, free advertising.
Yes. Jenna, come on up here and tell us all about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.